Friendly Geordies podcast recorded to you in the best possible format there is. Mobile. We're at Miss Love's house where there is a box of goon on the table. That everything... God, we were discussing this when we were walking in. This has to be the most Australian house on the planet. This is Miss Love's garbage. Filled to the brim with beer. One can of Red Bull.
Yeah.
One energy drink.
Yeah, that's boy, that's all you need.
That's the difference between New Zealand and Australia, I reckon.
When you got the
sometimes you need that for when you're driving, you know, the extra kick.
Yes. When you got the spirit of life in you, you don't need the sustenance of food and drink.
It beats RBT.
Yeah. Still getting a drug, aren't I? JJ, one over on the lazy cops, eh?
We are.
Bloody Lithgow.
We are.
Fuck you guys. Giving me two parking just because I was speeding. That's why you have those demerit points, right? Because you did illegal things.
No, I did it because they're all against me and the coppers are crooked. A lot of them. Build out wall. I think it was... Yeah, it was probably speeding. It might have been a red light car.
140 kilometres at 110, so it is speeding. I like to think of it as moving fast.
And it's technically safer to ride it faster.
It's a philosophy, man. We're all moving. It's just that I'm moving faster than you guys.
Keep up, motherfucker.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, so you are the cosmic blend of a hippie... meet somebody who
Ooh,
should be on welfare
candles.
And has somehow been able to be employed.
Yeah, we've got scented candles.
That's great, Ms. Love. Really glad that you brought that to the podcast's attention.
Well, we're describing what's around. One agency
sure,
in
the
West.
Sure, theatre of the Bide.
Yeah, old bowls, cigarettes. We're currently in like the main room, which there's a small shrine to Delta Goodrum and my girlfriend when she was like 10.
Yes, and oddly, Delta Goodrum... looks like that she's a time supplicant from 1982. Why is her hair in that classic bush brim that you only see grandmothers wear now, but for some bizarre brief time?
That was fine. Not to bring it down, but to sour the mood, but I think she might have got cancer and that's a wig.
Oh. Anyway, let's move on to the first segment, which is Sex in the City.
guys, just as a precursor to this, anyone that's not in Sydney, which is, you know, our listenership, I imagine we have, I don't know, 1,000 people from, you know, Canada.
I think that's
North,
a bit
North
Asia, Australia, aka anywhere that's not Sydney. That means you, Melbourne.
But I think it will definitely be less than 1,000 people in Canada.
I don't think...
That's your bet, Ali.
I say 5K plus, but for those people out there...
out of a podcast that has 7,000 listeners that almost exclusively talks about Australian politics.
Yeah.
It's a bold bet, I've got to say.
I'm putting it out there.
God, you love TAB, don't you? And you've spent too much time in Lithgow as a result. You're always taking outrageous bets on things that shouldn't be.
I
bet
nearly,
it's going to rain next week.
Guys, everyone on the pod, I have pretty much dedicated myself to this, and I nearly did it today. I'm going to buy some camo tracksuit pants, and I'm going to wear them at all times at the pod, and probably most of the time whilst not on the pod as well, with my boots. Don't know if that has to do with anything. Oh, yeah, the TAB thing. So I'm just... I'm literally trailing off. It's hot.
It's not a good enough excuse. You're telling people about what your next wardrobe decision is.
I'm just saying I'm repping the Bogans in every way, shape and form.
Which
but
means
it is...
also incidentally, can I just say, God, I'm glad that Sam and Rove were axed.
What?
That was
they were
what
axed?
She says. He's upset about it.
I didn't know that. They weren't axed.
Yeah.
Why?
No,
why?
I challenge you to listen to
the
You challenge... Wait a sec, what's Kyle and Jackie on?
Look, this is really getting off the topic of Sex in the City.
Quiz. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. Really stretching out here. Long story short, it's hot. So if we're drained a bit, it's because it's like, I don't know, 78 degrees. Let's get on to it.
So because you were looking at this array of board games that you had in your old house, which oddly we're in at the moment, are we trespassing?
I think we are.
This is great. This is like you going back to your house after you voted for 10 years. And there's some old man in there going, can you get my fridge back? It's just got our cycles.
Which is literally me, because I have a little bar fridge here that I want to get, that I want to take back home. I'm literally that old guy.
Is that why we're here? To help you move?
No, we listen, can only
guys,
do that.
Listen, if guys, I didn't want to break the news to you, but ain't a friend through the thick and thin, right?
Can we please plug in that fridge and keep the door open so it's like...
No! The thing from The Simpsons doesn't work. Okay,
it does. You never know if you haven't tried it.
It in The Simpsons, it dies.
Yeah, but that's a cartoon, you know?
That's, you're fucking with my head, Mia.
That's not reality. We can just plug it in, and then I think it'll simulate an air conditioner.
Yeah, because to be fair, in The Simpsons, it was a plot point. What plot is there to reality? I'll tell you what there is. None. Nietzsche.
Man. All right, college boy.
I don't know if that's what he said or not. Yeah. I just know the name, and I know that there's usually goths that are reading it.
I'm pretty sure that's from Good Will Hunting.
You just... It probably is, yeah. All right,
okay, so
guys,
here's the first question for the Sex of the City board game. Check out Target. I imagine that if you go there, it would be a bunch of people that are immigrants that are saying, what's Sex in the City? I can guarantee you that they don't... This is a collector's
item. Has anyone actually watched Sex in the City here?
Me? No, my girlfriend does, but who...
No, but how
this?
Are we going to
so
answer...
So by osmosis, you're assuming that you're going to be the most knowledgeable of this.
Yes. I think that might actually be true.
I love your optimism, Bislav. So let's right, start off with you.
Okay.
Question one. What's Carrie's one-word definition for a dangerous and toxic man?
Oh, my God. Do I get options?
No, it doesn't give you that.
Dangerous. So I'm just guessing. Dangerous and... it'll be something really lame.
Just
like
shame.
I'm gonna say fizzer or something like that.
I'm giving you half a point for that because the answer is manthrax. Miss Love, off to a probably insurmountable lead with half a point.
Yes, I think he's way too ahead now.
Manthrax. It's so like vile. It's just such a vile like. Description. Who would say that? Manthrax. So you'll die from a bad man.
Well, thank you for that. I really do hope that you become Pope one day, Miss Love. You're very good at being a leader of the Catholic Church, I'd imagine.
What?
Just getting offended by clashes of words. That would be your whole stage as Pope. Just
I wish
like,
I was.
It's unholy, I didn't.
I wish I was Pope. All right. How does this work? There's lots of questions here.
Just read one of them.
That's how it works.
Okay. Oh, that's too hard. Here we go. What two things were left for Carrie when she got to Mr. Big's apartment after he'd left for Napa?
Okay, I'm going to guess that it is a small space shuttle, as they couldn't use the rights of NASA, and obviously cheaply changed it to Napa. And I will also guess that the second option is, of course, Vaseline chapstick. Which I could assume is in classic Sam style, something that she gets from Kmart. She shops like the rest of us, right? That's that character.
Okay, wait a sec. So the first one, the first one says the Henry Mancini album. So that's wrong. But what's the second one? What's the second?
I don't know.
The second
it truly is out of this world music.
But the second one that you said the word Napa.
Yeah.
You said
which is,
word.
I think, a character in Dragon Ball Z.
You said your answer was something, and you weirdly diverged the word Napa. This is what I'm talking about. People, the global elites are trying to they're trying to control us through our food, through microtechnologies. They're trying to melt our brains through radiation, through the sky, through chemtrails and HARP. The answer is and a plane ticket to Napa.
Boom!
What?
He got it! He got that point. I'm giving you that point.
What,
you actually got
half
Napa.
A point? Or,
I'm giving him the full point. He said the freaking word.
I was saying
you
a
said
space
the
shuttle
buzzword.
To Napa, and as we all know, airplanes are the
did you actually,
closest thing that most of us can
wait,
conceive of going
did
to.
Did you know?
Shuttle.
Did you watch Sex and the City?
I've flicked from it from time to time, yeah.
Oh, so you just saw that from the episode.
No, I just mostly pieced it together from the fact that it was in the question, Ms. Love.
Was it?
It was
you
like
being very
oh, yeah,
intuitive for something that
it says Napa in the question. Heatwave, people. Oh my Heatwave.
And next time, if any you say something that I feel, I'm going to be the judge here, which is like ridiculous. I'm going to throw like a cold glass of water on your face.
Hey, I'll take that for free.
All right.
So good.
I wanted to do it. I just did it anyway. Oh,
so good.
Thank you for that, Ali. That destroyed all of our recording equipment.
I am so sorry.
I thought I'd have at least a second to move.
I did it for the gag. Come on.
Hey, this is
your laptop can like hold like it's just a bit of water.
This is
come
fast
on.
Turning into one of the best pods we've ever done. I'm going to put it out there.
It's cold now.
Yeah.
A simple man with simple needs.
Oh man, I wanted some of
you're
that.
You're a fish, really, aren't you? Just like temperatures being
cold,
just right.
Cold and entertained, baby. The double whammy.
All right, that's
yeah,
for both of us.
You're right about that.
Last one.
All right,
last one, yeah.
Well, I'm
Sex
actually
the
losing
city.
My. I actually am losing my mind.
I've only
what's
seen
this?
The sex scenes of
someone's,
this show.
Someone scrolled. I'm sorry, I can't. Don't hate me on that one.
No, these aren't the questions.
No, I know, but still.
Well, how about we just go to the questions?
Yeah,
so,
well,
Ali, I'll just ask you one instead of you guys sitting there confusingly looking at things that clearly have nothing to do with this game. All right, so everyone's got.
Oh shit!
How many great loves does Charlotte think?
Charlotte, not
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Fucking retard.
Wilder.
Oh, I recommend it, man.
Think you have in one lifetime. How many great loves does Charlotte think you have in one lifetime? Is Charlotte the one that looks like one of those old ragamuffin toys that were around the same time as you had Pennywogs?
That's a little bit too esoteric for me to answer.
I have no idea. But I think that the answer is three. One, obviously, your high school or like your childhood one.
Ooh.
One would be like about when you're in your late 20s. And the last one would be when you've got nothing in life and you just want to find a rich man.
Wow, very profound, Ali. Incorrect, too. You get no points. And thus concludes Sex of the City, where I think I won more or less because the question made me win. So let's move on to the next one.
It just reminds me of all the teachers that I had. The answer is in the question if you really look at it.
God damn, we're
man,
good.
That's what I call going to a private school. And just telling you the answers and going, look at how good our scores are.
If you don't find a better if you find a better podcast than this on the internet, I'll send you a Snickers, because you won't.
Dude, don't say that. You'll have to send so many
Snickers.
No, I won't. Yeah, I will definitely send it to you, and I'll say, I don't know, Thinker Girls, and you'll listen to their amazing retort and
yeah.
wits about, do you think the doggy style is dirty? Are we all 12? Why is this on mainstay radio?
And dude, obviously, Joe
point.
Rogan, man.
Joe Rogan. Yeah, mate, I'll take Joe. Yeah, that's true. He's on par.
Are you saying that Joe Rogan's a better human being than you are?
I'm saying he's on par with us.
I strongly disagree with that. I do think that there are podcasts out there that are better than us.
Shit.
The ones that spring to mind instantly is Dr. Karol Krzyzinicki, who we all like purely because of his scientific mind and none of the gags that he's ever done.
Oh, my goodness.
And also...
that annoying guy on Triple J that, like, makes every
yes.
scientific... answer boring. Like, it's an actually interesting answer, and he makes it boring.
Yes.
A little off genre, but
Cereal. Cereal?
Have you not heard the Cereal podcast?
Cheerios, Mia.
I'm not trying to advertise them because they've already got like billions of downloads, but it is pretty good.
It sounds like a really like nerdy tech podcast about like 90s computers. Cereal.
Close. It's a murder mystery.
What?
Yes.
So it's an audiobook of A Touch of Frost.
Dude, it's good. Whatever it
no
is.
No one knows what that is, but yes.
You don't know what A Touch of Frost is?
No.
God damn you guys. I'm too old for this podcast, even though I'm the same age as you.
What's the next segment?
Sorry. All right, let's move on to Miss Love, Lessons in Making It. So as we all know, Miss Love has almost got to the mythic 500 likes on Facebook.
Why must you berate me in front of the audience? Why must you insult
me? It's 500 people.
I got over 500.
You could be like your own
dude. I'm on 505.
There you go. You could be
like five, feeling fine. You know, my friend, have reached the realms of an entire rural primary school.
Yeah, you could
loser.
Be like your own tribal chief.
Oh,
now.
Absolute loser.
Yes.
You know what?
One that fights with another hoe very bravely, but obviously gets smashed.
Yes.
The best is Thank you, Grandma, for putting me over the edge. My grandma liked it. That's what put me over the edge.
Have I liked your thing?
No.
Have I liked your page?
I think you have, yeah.
Yeah, I feel I might not have, but I will do it when I go home today, I promise.
No, I think
it's word friend, you're a fool.
You'll have 506.
It really is the height of going to those networking conferences where you know for a fact that nobody's going to make any money out of it, purely because everybody that buys a ticket there doesn't have any money to begin with.
Yes, that's why they're
buying. You do
get some
Facebook likes. You get about 27 more likes than you did have before.
Oh God, what is the...
How does one make it in the music world?
Oh, this is the worst segment. If I knew that, Ali, I wouldn't be here.
What have you learned about...
I think...
Yeah, fuck you.
No, I'm joking. I love you, Gosh. To be honest... Oh, it's so hot. To be honest, I think I came to a little bit of a revelation in terms of the music industry.
Spill the beans. After all, it is Legend in Making It with Michelin.
I believe what I sort of have come to is, you know, rather than initially sort of overstressing about promotion and like really putting yourself out there, I think that Jordan, maybe I got this from Jordan, but persistence is the key, Mirren.
Can you elaborate on that?
Don't sweat.
Dude, what about that homeless dude in Newtown who wanted to be like a rock star at one point and just only persisted and is still now sitting there thinking that maybe, even though like rock is not even in fashion, like it's not even a thing anymore, like that guy needs to get into R&B.
Yeah, he's just not aware of it because he doesn't have access to the internet, so he still thinks that the hottest act on the planet is John Mayer because he vaguely looks like Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Your body is wondering.
Also, so like you really think persistence will get you... Like, we'll get you like 250 million views on Vino or whatever the fuck that is, Vivo.
I definitely don't know if I've come to an answer, but I think spending more time worrying about the content, I mean, obviously you spend more time with the content, but like spending
more time on trying to get enough plastic surgery to look like a hot young Puerto Rican female.
What? Who? Me?
Surely that is the key
is
to
that's,
massive
well, that's
success
obviously,
in the music industry, being hot and Puerto Rican.
Well, if you
so
want
I
to be sure of making it, then that's the way you do it. Like
so I basically
it.
Should be Shakira. Just, hips don't lie.
No, but you need to get like, you need to like get plastic surgeries on you to make you look, and obviously
you want me to be
surgery.
Hermaphrodite. Is that what it is? A transsexual?
I think that's what we've all come to as a conclusion, yes.
That's why the bearded lady won Eurovision like 2 years ago.
Oh, God. I hope she got ran off a cliff.
Surely you would get more likes than 505 likes if your name was the bearded lady.
Oh,
you already have a beard. All you need to do is be a lady.
And I can
just wear a dress. No one's asking you to be a real hermaphrodite. Just lie about it. And then every time someone asks to see you, you just slap them on the face and go, fresh. And then everyone will assume that you are a lady, because only ladies say fresh.
All right, guys, I feel like this is, I think we've come to the right conclusion.
Okay, so maybe, this was like a ridiculous segment, because Miss Love is so far from making it at this point that it's a joke.
I'm essentially,
but
I might as well.
I'm going to turn this segment around. I'm going to make it, what would Miss Love suck a dick for?
Yeah, that's
which is, would you suck a dick to like get your song played on Triple J at 9 p.m?
God, this has gotten pathetic. If it ever gets
from trying to teach the audience how you two can make it to basically like would you become a prostitute at what point?
If I ever get any like inch of respect in the field, it was like, were you the guy that said you would suck a dick on Triple J for $100? Yeah, your agenda is cut. Your band is cut here forevermore.
Okay,
the fuck
you're saying that as if you're actually going to get that offered.
Yeah,
but
I'd do a ball fondle.
A ball?
As long as it wasn't...
What if you were like opening, like you were the opening act for Shakira's next concert in Florida?
I would do
would
that
you
for
suck
sure.
Her like security guard's dick for that? That's all she's asking, this Huge man.
I think I'm confused about the kind of man I am and the kind of music that I like.
Hey, I thought you wanted to get successful. With that attitude, you're not going anywhere.
No.
It's very true, though. Miss Love doesn't want to have a Brazilian fan base.
No. And I definitely... I like Brazilian barbecue, but I definitely feel like a Brazilian fan base would essentially be annoying. I'd be annoyed at a Brazilian
fan base. Deserve fame, man.
Yeah.
Jesus, your standards are hard, man. Your standards are high, sorry. They're high.
What are you talking about? I'm giving you Florida as, like, your fan base, which means you'll be set for life.
I want rural Australia.
That is true. You're really gunning for Lee Kernaghan's ground, aren't you? Yeah.
Wasabi, man.
Wasabi!
In fact, I'll cover that song. Maybe that'll get me the hits.
I reckon it would. At this point, surely that would get you at least 1,200 views on Facebook.
Which is only 50,000 lower from where you want to be.
But really, you do want to be a double act where it's like the night of rural stars, where it includes this clown that hides in a barrel when there's too many bulls running over cowboys who are trying to ride them 5 minutes ago. And of course, Mish Love playing Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart. It's a completely different song now.
So pretty much, if you follow exactly what we've said, then you will be a successful music mogul.
Go down, Shakira.
No, dude, that's not what I'm offering you. You should do that for free.
My hips don't lie to continue. No, I think, I don't know.
You'll get
put it this way, remember how in another segment, in another podcast, we were like, suck dick or get pummeled? And I don't think, did any of us say suck dick? I think Jordan might.
No,
did
I think
you?
Both
no.
Jordan and I said suck, suck dick.
And I said I'll get pummeled. So I'd probably...
I'd
rather get pummeled.
Why are you so anti-male sexual activity?
Oh, no, I'm not. I just think that, like, it's a bold statement. It's a bold move.
To become rich and famous?
No, to put an erect penis in your mouth for an extended amount of time.
But in order to become rich and famous.
No, that's not my goal. I think I've become humble, man. I just want to do baby steps and we'll just continue, you know?
Baby steps, man. It's a long walk.
Yeah, it's John Butler Trio minus the trio. It's just John Butler.
What's that song you did?
Okay, so let's move on to the next segment, which is very obvious, not enough credit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is the new game that we've come up with, and everybody, please give us your input as well, and we'll give people in the audience points if they come up with something that's along these lines. You have to think of something that is not said because it's just assumed that it's so obvious, but at the same time, no, good point.
Yeah.
People should be talking about this more.
Damn.
That is a really good point.
Can't even think of
it. I can think of one, but it's pretty dumb.
Do it, man.
That's great. Probably should have been doing this in the prep time.
No. Yeah. No, it's not. It's supposed to be spontaneous. Come on. Stop being a boring man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got one. So it's a statement that's essentially, it's very obvious and it should be said more.
Is that what
it was?
Yeah, it should get a hear, but only from people that have lost a lot of brain cells from alcohol, because everybody else would be sitting there going, no, it's really not cool to say anything about this.
Yeah, okay. I have one. Can I make it a split thing? I'll make it two. It's a split thing. It's like a split one.
Say.
If you don't like mangoes or / cyclones, those ice blocks, get out. There's not enough credit for those two foodstuffs.
What is it with you and telling people to get out?
Those two, there should be, not only should it be a daily recommendation of you know, just stating how good both of those foodstuffs are, but there should be like state-by-state appreciation societies for both of those foodstuffs. State-by-state. And then there should be a
bit millionaires donate to, so you keep it going. I just really believe in the cause. I'm not going to invest any shares in cyclones. But I'm going to invest in the people that say that they're good.
Dude, if that's not a future technology, then I don't know what is. That's what I think. Do you guys agree, though?
Yeah, actually, I do think that that's a very good point, this love.
Yes.
Kind of.
But I need to hear the other points before I can allocate who I'm going to give it to.
Okay.
Mine is...
Sorry.
Dude, garbage really stinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will pay that.
I don't think you understand the point of this segment.
garbage, yes indeed. But it needs to be said more.
Like a lot more. No, I agree.
Instead of it's so hot, everybody seems to ignore
which
it.
Which is a fair.
Past,
I think, yeah.
A garbage truck, right?
Yep.
Everybody just ignores it as if that smell doesn't exist.
Yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you.
I agree. it does, Buster.
Yeah.
I'm
a little more. French than I would have liked to have put in that statement. Buster,
what is this?
8:30 at night?
I had to take the rubbish out the other day.
Yeah.
A variety of rubbishes on account of we have like a tiny rubbish bin at our new home. And
I bet you there was bacon inside half of an orange.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. There was like weird mix of fruit and meat products. And I had to take it out.
Only flies can like that. It's not reef and beef, is it?
Flies. Ooh, flies could tie into another statement. But I had to take the rubbish out. I had to go back and forth through a variety of times.
Why?
Because there was a lot of rubbish.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just like kept forgetting something.
No.
To do it.
Which, you know, that could happen. That could happen, but no,
yeah.
Like, it was a lot of rubbish.
Fuck, I forgot my slippers.
And I opened the bin, and just a parade of just, like, particularly foul. I actually think Blue Mountain's rubbish bins are stinkier. It's not that surprising, really, as a statement. But just a ridiculously, like, profoundly stinky smell. And then just having to, like, pile stuff in. There was heaps of bins. And I just, at that very moment... bloody symbiotically pre-pod thought, damn, that's stinky.
See, your nose works. All
as
right.
As it isn't said.
Ali, can you top it? Is there anything that's a better point than garbage smells?
I kind of think that my thing is not actually relevant to the segment, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Okay, I don't know why you would, but...
No, because like, you know, fuck the rules, you know? Like, it's all about creativity,
take it
wherever you can.
But little fragments were left of this pot are just ripping at the seams.
No, but like, okay, so when I was living in Malaysia, obviously
okay.
I couldn't speak the language, but there was this one thing that people would say very often... And I just feel that Australia needs to adopt that. So if you would like ask, if you would ask them like anything, they would reply with, okay, so you should probably know this. The Malaysian language is like,
I am
curious, for all those living, for all those Malaysians listening, it is a language for retards. Just because.
Bro, bold statement.
No, because like, okay, I'll tell you why. So like, if in English you say, I am going to the shop.
Yeah.
Instead of that, you say "shop I is going." It doesn't
dude.
Make sense, but
yeah.
In Malay, it does, like it makes completely like
dude.
Grammar doesn't matter.
Just
at
as
all.
A side note, like yeah, like dude, I have to agree. Like no offense, but I feel like also like so many like Arabic languages and like probably a lot of
dude,
Asian
Arabic
languages.
Is not like that by the
okay.
way. It's really fucking
well,
complex. But
direct translations are just like I am going to shop house day with.
No,
it's
but
like,
those are translations. What I'm saying is that if you say that in Malay. It's you can say it whichever way you want because they don't give a shit about grammar. Like officially, grammar is not required.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So you can. Oh wow.
So anyway, so they're like they're
I misunderstood.
So their phrases are quite basic. So anytime, so the thing that I was talking about was that anytime you would ask them a question, they would reply with can or cannot. These are the only things. So
yes.
It sounds ridiculous,
yes.
But it makes the conversation so much more efficient. Where, like, you know instantly what this person... So, like, if you say, can we please go over there? Over here, say, I don't know, man, I've got this thing to do. Maybe I'll call you back.
Yeah.
But instead, if you just say, cannot.
But isn't that just saying no?
Yeah, but it just...
It is a much nicer way of saying it.
Okay.
Because no gives you no explanation at all. But there is an inherent, I cannot.
I cannot.
So just cannot.
Cannot.
Oh, I guess. Oh, you know, I get you. So you can literally say cannot.
To anything.
Because no one can say, like, if someone calls up and goes, hey, me and the boys are going on the beach, you want to come today? You can't in Australia. You can't go, no. And then hang up.
Yeah.
It's rude. But in Malaysia, you can say cannot. Hang up and be like,
yeah, fully that's understood. Fine. Fully understood. And also, it's not even required for doing something. You can say, like, do you like pizza? Cannot. Like, you just don't like pizza.
Boys, we found the promised land. I like curries and shit. Let's go. I like Malaysian noodles.
They're mad.
That's a pretty good slogan for Malaysia. It's better than what they've got now.
Why
Malaysia,
not?
Malaysia, truly Asia. Just like Malaysia, I like curries and shit.
Come on, dude. Malaysia's slogan, tourism slogan, should definitely be Malaysia, comma, why not? No one thinks to go there.
Yeah.
So, Ali, you're saying that...
I thought of going there.
So you're saying that's under... Like, what's the...
I'm just saying that we need to, like, bring that here.
Fuck yeah. I'll pay that.
Okay, yeah,
because
just to, like, make all the conversations way more efficient and just, like, you know exactly what the other guy is...
That's not unrelated. What you're saying is more people... Like, a higher number of people should talk about that here, which would make it probably two. So we could start building up that.
Yeah, Ken.
Ken, hey!
just the tiniest bit.
Very, very happy that he's already began.
Very happy. Starks. I have stocks in that.
Yes. They're going to go through the roof.
Copper iron.
That's
ore.
Great. Oh man, it would be amazing if your life trajected into that. That instead of following a musical career, all of a sudden, just dressed as the way that you currently are now, is the only way that you can describe as a fisherman from Queensland.
It's a bad dream shirt, man. You saw them. You liked that show.
It was very good. If you're not into anything to do with a budget, I reckon. Which is pretty much now. Like, if you're listening to this, you would love Bad Dreams. So, let's move on to...
It's true.
Why aren't academics scared of Trump?
Oh.
The mainstream media is. I've noticed this. Every single time I've ever heard people talking about him from, you know, like some guy sitting on a podium with all these... Just an audience of you, Miss Love. It's just a clone thing of you.
My theory...
He really is. He must have just been John Malkovich, your mind, gone mad, and now he thinks everybody is you. That's what it seems to be. And every time you ever see that, none of them seem to be the slightest bit fazed by Donald
Trump.
Yeah,
like,
if
you watch, like, Chomsky videos when they're like, what is going to happen?
He destroys
it. Yeah, he just says, like, well, it's the same as it was. No, man, my theory on this is that academics are mostly, like, left-wing. And when, Obama or anyone was in power, they were, like, always saying how we've already hit a crisis. They would always be saying, well, like, inequality is growing, things are... And moderates wouldn't... Like, they would just say that these guys are loony academics. But after Trump, all the moderates became scared, but all of the academics were essentially just... You know, they didn't, there's no next step for them.
Wait, so you're saying...
they were already, like, the bar was already full. And
so their calmness comes from the same as it does with a Chinese guy playing giant chess in the park. Just checkmate.
Yes, and also, like...
This guy's
calmness.
Analogies. It's like, it's like the Family Guy analogy. Just picks one subject or another. It's like, had you gone on a unicycle? Jesus Christ, it's amazing.
What's great about that is you're not the first co-host to say that on this podcast.
Really? That makes me so happy.
But tell us more, Ali, about your riveting theory.
What you're saying is that like academics kind of work consistently. Academics have always consistently critiqued the administration.
No, okay. So on a serious note, what it most likely, I feel, is that academics always stress on the systematic failure of things. So they don't necessarily look at individual. That's why when Obama was elected, they didn't care as much, because they were saying it doesn't matter who the president is. The system works in a particular way where it always puts certain people at disadvantage.
Yeah.
So when Trump got elected, they were just thinking that, again, you're falling for the personality culture. The problem was way bigger and it already exists. It's not any bigger
Thank
than
you.
It was before.
That's a good perspective. I'm sick of hearing about his skin color. It's an interesting, it's an intelligent perspective to just look
yeah.
at the system and his policies and what he's implementing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're like pro-Trump.
No, 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 I know that, I know that. I'm not saying they should
Let's
be.
Make
I'm not saying
one
that,
thing clear.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they should be pro. I'm not saying they should be pro-Trump. I don't know if any academics are, but that makes sense. I think you're right.
And also,
yeah.
I think any sane academic at this point wouldn't be too upset about things because, dude, the way after Trump the left has been organizing, irrespective of what they stand for and how much we pay them out, just them being organized is so much beneficial for like every left wing that wanted to organize people and actually make a difference. Because these dudes, they're like, you can like, they're a click away from protesting. Like the next pipeline protest is going to be huge.
The left?
Is it?
Yeah, because there's already like, the thing is, most of like about 60 to 65% of America just hates Trump, right? So they'll do anything that's against Trump. And we can sort of like sneak in some of the actual agendas that we were talking about. So, like we can talk about like, you know, extra funding for, I don't know, green energy or whatever. Before, people were just lazy. Now if we say that Trump is bringing back coal, we need to organize in Dakota, they'll do it. And that's obviously better for, because we were, because
oh,
like most,
God, it's like in Resident Evil, the most recent one, where he's just trying to divert this huge swath of zombies' attention away from trying to eat this tank. So he just started firing gunshots in the air going, I'm over here.
Will the left organize, or will annoying girls with blonde hair, blue hair organize?
Dude, I don't care what the color of their hair is. I'm just thinking about the headcount here.
Mm. Okay.
See, you gotta stop being so shallow, Mr.
you gotta start thinking about what's on the inside. Okay?
No.
And not the
I'm
outside.
Talking about what.
Unless it's Donald Trump, and then it's fine to make fun of his hair color. Which is ridiculous. How bad is that? Somebody with green or blue hair saying that Donald Trump's hair is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's just like, imagine if Bernie was giving a sermon about how important it is to invest in infrastructure and how we should hold Trump to his campaign.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. So, like, hold him true to his campaign promises.
Yeah.
Imagine if he had, like, 100 people in his audience, but now imagine if he had 1 million people.
Well, Bernie
how
always,
much more impactful would that be?
That's true. Bernie always had a big, big following.
Dude, not
terms,
always. Not always.
Well, not always, but, like, you know.
Not before the elections.
Yeah. This, yeah, yeah.
Dude, he was like Bill Maher made the
so,
best.
So yeah, by always I mean 2015.
Yeah, by always I mean the last 2 years. But yeah,
Bill Maher made the best observation about Bernie Sanders, just saying that, dude, this guy used to drive his Uber driver to my studio, and now he's got Secret Service people with him. This is an insane transformation. Bernie was a nobody. Nobody gave a fuck about him. Like, people didn't take him seriously. Even
yeah.
in the Senate. Like, they just thought, oh, he's one of those people that just says shit.
If the billionaire...
That's true. Every time I ever saw him on a discussion panel, I just go, yeah, you're damn right, you potato.
Yeah, he was a Ted Cruz of the left.
If the billionaires will work out for the middle class, the elites, the top percent billionaires of the middle class... It's a funny guy.
Okay, can we just see if anybody could do a better impersonation?
That's mine.
Of
the billionaires of the elites and the middle class. Of class. That's mine.
The top 99%, they have all of the.
is that Bernie Sanders' ghost? Like, what?
That's Bernie Sanders in 10 years when he's dead.
Okay, I thought that was his ghost. Bernie's the Bernie hauntings. The middle class! What's yours? I reckon Jordan might take this one.
Kerry, if I can just draw your attention to the fact that the billionaires are taking away our jobs, they're the ones putting it in China. Okay?
Alright, you made your point.
He's done it so well. Let's not confuse the issue.
Nah, it was shit.
I do own one.
By me, that huge flurry of claps. Let's be perfectly clear about this. That was a 4 out of 10 impersonation.
No,
that was sick.
That was seven at least.
A 7 at least. Mine was a 4. Come on, give me a 4.
Yours was a -4.
No,
yours was -4.
That was so
desperate. The billionaire class. Come on! It's a four!
I have to detect the shrine of the bloody... whatever her fucking name is.
Alright, so I think we're going to finish on... hey, I want a jalapeno on my pizza. Psych, no I don't, because it's hot.
Yep.
This is where we prank Domino's, as Ali pointed out. A lot of men sitting around.
27-year-old man a prank calling Domino's. Is this what you want? Is this what you want, people?
I bet you'll be one comment that says
saying no.
No.
Yeah, no. Take it away, my friend.
It's mean.
Hi, I was wondering if I could order a pizza with lots of jalapeno on it. This is for delivery, thanks.
Yeah, call me the phone number for that.
Yeah, okay, so it's, psych! I don't want a jalapeno! You know why? Because it's hot! Schoolies 2017, or should I say Toolies? It's never too late to have fun, kids. See you next week.
Sickies.